Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for all the wonderful testimonies that's already gone out about your people, the difference Jesus has made, and that we have got wonderful examples, and then also even examples of people suffering for your name's sake, Father God. Thank you, Lord, that we are your fragrance in this world. Thank you, Lord, that you've given us backbone, Father God, a heart that loves you, Father God, and a jawbone, Father God, to declare your goodness, Father God, in every way. Thank you, Lord, for another day to do this, Father God, and to just bless this word as you just encourage us to stay in the light as you are in the light, in Jesus' name. Amen. Danita?
We are reading Philippians 2 from verse 17 to 24. But I will rejoice even if my life is poured out like a liquid offering to God over your sacrificial and surrendered lives of faith. And so, no matter what happens to me, you should rejoice in ecstatic celebration with me. Yet, I'm trusting in our Lord Jesus that I may send Timothy to you soon, so I can be refreshed when I found out how you are doing. Timothy is like no other. He carries the same passion for your welfare that I carry in my heart, for it seems as though everyone else is busy seeking what is best for themselves instead of the things that are most important to our Lord Jesus Christ. You already know about his excellent reputation, since he has served alongside me as a loyal son in the work of ministry. After I see what transpires with me, he's the one I will send to you to bless you, and I'm trusting in my Lord to return to you in due time.
Hallelujah. You know, just as I was just listening to Keith testifying, these precious brothers and people being persecuted for the faith, it just makes me think of this morning's message, you know, that Jesus came into this world and he lived the exemplary life. It was an example in every way of what it is to be a child of the living God. And then he died for us. And then he's made in this new and this better covenant. The testimony of the goodness of God is seen in the believers, especially if we think of it right at the beginning, the apostles. The apostles were the fragrance of a new fragrance in this earth. And then since then, we've had such beautiful testimonies. St. Patrick going to Ireland, with missionary stories, and right up to this modern day now, where Keith tells us about all the powerful testimonies of people living out their life for Christ here on our continent. And so here, we just encourage you with young Timothy. You know, he was one of those people that was also touched by the Word of God and taken into God's throne room to walk with him and to be a fragrance. So let that just be our encouragement, guys. We've been called out of darkness to declare the praises of him. So our lives is a praise offering to God. Our lives is a testimony to the perfect work of Jesus. So just stay in the light as he's in the light, morning by morning, stirring yourself up and just stay the course, amen? Walk with the Lord, as my brother Andre says, and that's what it's all about, amen? Being a fragrance, being the light, being who God made you to be, in Jesus' name, amen.